91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down and tell us about what they're working on in school. We talk about their future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Karen Serrano. Welcome, Karen.
Hi, nice to be here.
What do you do at the U of A?
I study biology and plant science, and I'm currently working in Dr. Raina Mayer's environmental microbiology lab. Dr. Mayer is actually the director of the Center for Environmentally Sustainable Mining, and so our lab focuses on mining reclamation.
Is it putting the land back together?
Reclamation is kind of loosely defined as just fixing damaged land. Our lab works with three different Southern Arizona companies, and we try to help them develop ways to fix what they damaged.
What kinds of things do they do?
So they're trying to revegetate. Some are trying to cover up contaminated areas, and some are just trying to get anything to grow there.
Right. Okay, yeah. So if you're covering up a contaminated area, that's probably a little more complicated than laying down a sheet of newspaper, right?
Yes, so it can be a really expensive process, if they don't do it correctly, they might have to redo it with different soil. So it's really important for our lab to analyze the soil before they cover it, and then analyze the soil that they covered it with to make sure that it's actually containing everything.
Where do you get good soil? Is it something you can import?
They usually get it from off-site areas. Yeah, they can just buy it and cover it back up.
After an area of land has been mined, what's the soil like?
For old mining sites that were mined before there were any regulations done, usually there's still a lot of heavy metal contamination, and that turns the soil very acidic. Something has to be capped, something has to be placed into the ground to make sure that the soil is actually good enough for plant growth to happen.
You have to take measurements to make sure that it's okay, and then over time, do you revisit the mines to see if it's still in a good space?
Yeah, exactly. You would have to evaluate maybe yearly how that soil is doing. Another really commonly used method is plants. Plants will take up metals into their shoots, and usually whenever you top something, you'll try to revegetate the area as well, so the plants can kind of seep up all those metals.
What kinds of things do they usually plant?
They try to stick to native plants, just to make sure that they're not introducing any invasive species that might harm the area even more.
How long does it take for a mine to put all the pieces back together and get all the chemistry right again?
It could take years. One of the mining companies that we work with is in their fourth year of evaluating vegetated sites right now. I like to think of it as we're kind of taking like a medical history of the soil. We're trying to gather as much information as we can and kind of see where that soil's health is at.
You're part of the EHS TRUE program. Could you tell us a little bit about what that means?
It's a program that's designed to expose students to careers in environmental health science. They provide funding for 2 years for us to do research in those related fields.
What are your plans for the future?
Still deciding that. Right now, I'm really interested in attending medical school and specializing in integrative medicine.
You ever listen to music?
Yes, I listen to music all the time.
Well, what kinds of musics do you like?
I would say I'm really into alternative and indie music, I suppose. Some of my favorite bands are Elliott Smith and Bright Eyes.
Thanks so much for coming to KXCI.
Yeah, thanks for having me.